The theme for this Sunday's service, Why Is My Soul So Downhearted, seems strangely prescient this morning, doesn't it? Planned many weeks ago, but particularly appropriate as we find ourselves now in a period of national mourning. Perhaps it's not such a tricky question to answer this morning. Perhaps we've noticed this week that Her Majesty's death has affected us in an unexpectedly emotional way for something which perhaps was not itself unexpected. We've found ourselves still shocked, haven't we? Perhaps our emotions have surprised us ourselves. Her Majesty's death has come at a time when we have faced recently a number of challenges in the world, a time when we're recovering from a pandemic, many are facing economic difficulties, and there is a war in Europe, quite exceptional times. I've heard people say this week it feels as though they've lost a member of their own family. I've heard someone else express it as though they didn't know that there was beautiful background music playing throughout their entire life, but now the music has stopped. Suddenly they've become aware. Another I heard liken it to finishing that book which has sat on your bedside table for months. And we knew it had to come to an end. But as it has done, and we've closed that final page, somehow there's still this great sense of sadness and of loss, even if things worked out as we hoped. Still, there's a deep sadness, even if we have never personally met that person who we have grown to so love. This week's events remind us that however long, however blessed a life, one day, each of our lives will reach its end. And the pain of death, however wonderful a life, is still a sting and leaves us with that sense of loss, of yearning, of aching for something which will make us feel whole once more. In the last few years, as I mentioned, the world around us has changed immeasurably. Things which seemed so secure, so safe, so immovable, have proved themselves time and again to be fragile and temporal. And the events of this week have again underlined that, however secure, however enduring, however unchangeable things may seem, all earthly things will one day pass away. C.S. Lewis described this world as the Shadowlands, and he suggested that what lies beyond this life is somehow more real, more solid than we experience things here today. And in the face of feeling downhearted, in challenging, difficult times, our reading, Psalm 42, speaks of longing, of thirsting after, and of hoping again in God. When things which around us have seemed so solid and so secure are shown to be fragile and finite, in a world where pain and suffering and death and failure and hardship exist in reality, today and for the psalmist, there is a call to hope again in God. Because truly, God is the only one in whom we will ever find security, wholeness, and true hope. The only one who we can really trust as ever faithful and unchanging. And this is a truth our Queen knew. She was well placed to be self-reliant. She had every earthly comfort and everything at her disposal, yet throughout her life she was resolutely God-reliant. She placed her hope and trust in God daily and in her own words, through good times and through bad. She described her own Christian faith as the framework which shaped her life, as her anchor and her inspiration. She described Jesus as her comfort and her constant guide. She said that she had seen God's faithfulness in her own life and sought each day to put her trust in God, and as Philip said, on her knees before her own King. She had a steadfast faith, day by day, hoping and trusting in God, through good times and through bad, through blessings and sadness. Her faith in Christ was the anchor of her life, and over the past few days has been the example and inspiration which has been held out before us as we have heard again and again of her faith in tributes made to her as we mourn her death. But God's faithfulness and steadfastness is not reserved only for monarchs. It's not only exceptional people who can hope and trust in God day by day. I don't know whether we can have that picture up on the screen. I don't know how well it shows on the screen or how many of you may have seen this already, but at the moment the announcement was made, or within a couple of minutes of the announcement being made of the Queen's death, rainbows appeared over both Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. Quite amazing. Some might put that down to coincidence, but I'm not quite so sure. And as William Temple, a former Archbishop of Canterbury, said, when I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't. So perhaps God is involved with coincidence. The rainbow is given in the story of Noah as a sign of God's unfailing love, of his faithfulness. Noah has found himself in a sea of the unknown, mourning the loss of everything he has known. The world around him has changed immeasurably, and God sends him this sign of his faithfulness and his love. Perhaps today we feel as though we, like Noah or like our psalmist, are kind of floating in a sea of the unknown. Much of what we have relied on, much of what we have expected to be secure and solid, has changed, and perhaps we find ourselves shaken, grieving, and feeling a great sense of personal loss ourselves. But God's faithfulness and steadfastness is just as it ever has been today, as it was for our Queen, as it was for our psalmist, as it was for Noah. And perhaps I might suggest that these rainbows were given by God to us as a prompt to remember his faithfulness, his steadfastness. And as we move from one era into the next, as we face a new landscape within our lives, to hope and trust again in God, who has proved himself again and again to be faithful and steadfast, trustworthy and true. Our Queen knew that and gave testament of it over and over again. Again, strangely prescient, but the words of our collect today, the 13th Sunday of Trinity, are the words with which I'd like to finish this morning, and they are a prayer as they are a collect. So I'll just take two lines from them, and a prayer that we who are in Christ might, like she, daily rely on you in strength and daily rest on you in weakness. So let me pray for us now. Father God, when this world is shaken, you are solid. When we find ourselves mourning and grieving in great sadness, you hold before us the hope which is resurrection to new life, a world which is more real more solid and more secure is found in you. Help us, Lord, to put our hope in you, not to trust in the fragile and finite things of this world, but to daily rely on you in strength and rest on you in weakness. In the name of Christ, amen.